Praise God, we are very happy to be here today.
Salamat sa Ginoo nga lipay kayo mi nga nakaabot nini nga adlaw.
My wife,
ang iyang asawa,
we have been traveling.
Nagsiwa mo kuno sila kapuyo sila sige sila lakaw lang gyud.
Just before we were coming here, we were in Africa for a month.
Sa wala pa gani sa niani dini dito sila sa Africa.
And we only had about 5 days back in the States before we were up and going, coming here to the Philippines. And four days ago when we started traveling,
sa upat kadlaw nilabay no sa samtang sila nagapadulong dini ha.
It was just go.
Sige sila lakaw lagi.
When we hit Butuan,
when ya nakaabot sila Butuan,
it was still go.
Padayon gihapon sila kay di abot pa sila dini ha.
So I told her today's her day of rest.
Yang giingnan ni asawa nga pahulay lang sa kalangga.
But she sends her regards. She's very sorry that she couldn't make it. And I know that she would have loved to tell the children a story. Because that is one of her favorite things to do. But she sends her regards, her love, her blessings to you all. So praise God. I want to pray before we start. Father, I want to come by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are here not because we are necessarily want to be, but we are here because you have ordained it. And there is something that you want to speak to each and every heart here this morning. And Lord, I want to present to you my mind. I want to present to you my desires, my emotions, as well as my will, that they would be under your jurisdiction. My thoughts, your thoughts. What is in your heart would be in my heart. And Lord, I want to pray for the ears of the hearers. It's not a matter of language, Lord. It is a matter of spirit. For it says that the Spirit quickeneth and giveth life. So I also pray for the ears of our hearers, Lord. They don't hear the translation, that they hear the voice of God. As to your desires, as to your plans and purposes for each one here in this room. Father, we want to thank you for being here. Want to thank you that they have opened up their hospitality unto us, Lord. Bless them. Bless them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. There was a scripture the Lord spoke to me as I came in the door today. And I want to share that scripture with you because I think it's very pertinent. Now, I do not know what your thoughts or your hopes or your aspirations are concerning Christianity or being a Christian. But I know what the hopes and aspirations are as far as God is concerned.
paglaom nining tanan samtang kita naa di as Ginoo.
And we were created, you were created.
Kitang tanan gihimo.
For a particular reason, for a particular purpose. You weren't, and I'm talking about the fact of whether or not you are born again, born of the Spirit. You accepted the blood of Jesus Christ. And you were, as the Bible says, translated.
Ang Biblia na gayon nga kini siya gihubad na.
You were translated out of the kingdom of darkness.
Ang matagos ka nato gikan gipakatao kita diha sa gingharian sa Dios.
Into the kingdom of light.
Gikan sa gingharian sa kangit-ngit ngadto sa gingharian sa kahayag.
You know, I am a father. I'm also a son.
Amahan bisag kanato dinhi.
So I am aware that parents have a particular idea or a thought concerning their children. And I think one of the most common thoughts that we have as human beings, no matter where the world you are, you always want your children to do better than you.
Gusto ta ang atuang mga anak mas maayo pang ilang mahimo kaysa atoa.
Possibly to have those things that you did not have as a parent, as a child growing up.
Gani magapangandoy kita nga makabato ng atong mga anak og mas labaw pang mga butang kaysa atong naangkon.
And we get that aspiration, we get that hope.
Og niabot kita niya na nga mao nga paglaom.
Because it was something that was programmed into humanity when God breathed into Adam.
Tungod kay mao kini siyang katuyuan sa tubuhing nga Dios samtang siya gihimo og gihimo pa siya ang atong unang ginikanan nga si Adan.
In Genesis chapter 1,
Genesis kapitulo 1,
it says that God breathed into Adam the breath of life.
Nagingon ni nga gihipan sa Dios si Adan ngadto sa tubuhing.
Adam became a living soul. Now, the environment in which he was created and everything about his situation was somewhat different than what our environment in which we are born as far as the natural arena is concerned.
Bisan pa naglain man ang klase sa atong pagpanginabuhi o atong palibot, basta kay naata diha sa atong buhi nga Dios.
But I want to tell you that the external environment is unimportant.
Akong isulti diha kaninyo kini mga butang ato nakita o di sa ato pagkinabuhi ng kalibutan kani dili siya importante.
What you have available to you in the natural arena is insignificant.
Ang mga butang atong naangkon gani dili kini siya ingon nga mahinungdanon.
Hallelujah. Because if you are born again, you are born for an eternal purpose that has all of the attributes of eternity at your disposal.
Ang tanan nga mga butang nga naa diha sa walay katapusan diha sa Dios.
To bring you to the expected end that God has for you when you were born again.
Iya kining ihatag sa katapusan mga adlaw diha sa atong kinabuhi samtang kita natawo pag-usab.
And contrary to the religious concept of church,
dili kay ingon nga religious lang ang pangunahan diha sa kasagaran sa simbahan.
It is not the concept of getting born again and building a congregation, a church, and being Lord over that
congregation.
But it is that each individual distinct person
apan kinisiya nagakahulugan ang matag usa kayon ganaan niya nang among panagtigom importante atubangan sa Dios
is created and designated for a specific and particular purpose.
Na ikaw diha nagaingkod sa matag usa kay kanato nga adunay katuyuan ang Dios dinhi.
Not of a purpose that is manufactured in man's mind, mind you.
Dili kini nga mao nga sa mga panghunahuna nga gihimong nandaan sa tao apan iya kini sa Dios.
But a purpose that is in the heart of God.
Apan kini siya katuyuan na gidya sa sintros kasing-kasing sa Ginoo.
And though there is a time frame of many thousands of years between you and me and Adam.
Adunay libuan ka mga katuigan nga diin nakuna na tao ang atong unang ginikanan og ingon usab nga ni kanato.
That thought has not changed.
O kana siya nga pangunahuna sa Dios, wa gina sa mo.
Now man in religion has changed that thought.
Apan ang tao lamang moy nagbag-o nagautro ni ana nga mao nga pangunahuna.
They tell you and I that we have to get saved in order to go to heaven.
Niya sultihan na inta nga kinahanglan ikaw musimba dinhi aw nga kun maluwas ikaw nga mato kita sa langit.
And quite frankly, brethren, that is contrary. That is contrary to the scripture. It is contrary. It's in opposition to the word of God. God does not want to take you to get you into heaven. God wants to come down and bring heaven into the midst of you. And when you are born again, what in actuality happens in the spiritual realm is that a bit of eternity is created within your soul. The purpose, the plan of God for each and every one of us. These little babies, these little children that are under your care, that are under your supervision. As Christian parents, you should understand the responsibility that is on you concerning their position, their place, and in eternity.
Hallelujah.
Not that we are striving and working to get through to the end of the day and then cross over into heaven. But we are creating an environment of heaven within our soul.
Apan ang matakos ka nato gihimuan sa Dios og nga makakinabuhi kitang langitlon bisan pa kita ni ani ning kalibutan.
And we are ministering that environment to our children.
Ug kana siya nga mao nga pagsabot dias gingharian sa Dios atong sa atong makabataan.
As you may want your children to go beyond where you are in the natural arena.
Aron nga maabot sa atong makabataan nga mas labaw pa siya sa atong naangkon.
I want my children.
Gusto ko nga
I want my grandchildren to push into the kingdom of God and to receive that of God which I somehow in some way cannot possibly get or achieve. And it could very well be that they in some way or some manner brings deliverance to me. Hallelujah. But our sight, our vision must not be focused on this place here in this world.
Dili kay ang ato ang matag sa kaunahon ang dili lang nato isibo lamang nini mga butang sa naa sa atong palibot.
And we utilize our Christian experience to better or to facilitate the comfort in this world.
Nga isip usa ka mga anak sa Dios.
Hallelujah.
Nga atong mahiplaster kayo ang mga panghitabo mga buta nga naa ni kalibutan nga naa ang Dios atong kinabuhi.
We in a great deal of respect limit God and what He can do for us by what it is that we want.
Ato gayong ibutang sa atong kasing-kasing unahuna nga naay mas takupang mabuhat sa Dios sa atong kinabuhi kaysa atong mabuhat.
Amen.
We in many respects know the reality of this realm, but we are ignorant of the realm of God in which He abides.
Sahay malimbungan natong mga unahuna at mga pananaw sa mga butang ng kalibutan na nga andun na diay ang Dios nga gusto niya nga makinabuhian nato mas labaw pa niya kinabuhian.
And the knowledge we have of this realm circumvents the ability of that realm of God to expand within our soul.
Apan kini siya nga nang
hitabo. Hallelujah.
Prinsipyo sa Kristo ang kinahanglan mahimo kini siya nga mas maklapnag pa kun unsa ang gibuhat sa Dios sa atong kinabuhi.
There was a scripture the Lord spoke to me when I walked in the door here today.
Adunay bersikulo nga kapitulo nga gi
and it's found in the book of Isaiah.
Makaplagan kini diha sa libro sa Isaiah.
Hallelujah. And it's found in the 64th chapter.
Na sa 64 nga pahina.
But
kapitulo.
Before we go there, I want to give you some understanding.
Apan sa dili pa kita mo basa din ha. Ako sa gihatag kanay ang pagsabot niini.
Of what was happening with regards to Isaiah.
Unsay mga paghitabo sa panahon ni Isaiah?
It was very important for God to stay in touch with man.
Importante mangud atubangan sa Dios nga siya kanunay may makahikap nganhi kanato.
So it was necessary for God to highlight certain individuals throughout the Old Testament.
Mao lang nga kinahanglan ang mata ko sa kanato nga ipayag gusto niya makita nato nga magsiga nga tumong mata kun unsa ang iyang gihimo dito sa daan pagtugon.
That would give us an understanding of God's desire to communicate with us.
Nga ang Dios makaabot kita ngadto gayud sa tinguha sa Ginoo nga aron siya makasulti sa matag usa.
And this type of communication of God talking to man,
ug ang klase sa pagkigsulti sa Dios ngadto sa tao,
did not just start with what we call the prophets.
Wala lang kini siya nagasugod nga sa gitawag nato nga propeta.
But it started way out there in the beginning.
Apan kini siya gisugdan ang daan so wala pa gani kita dito sa lugdanan sa Dios.
When Adam was walking and working in the garden.
Sometimes si ang una natong ginikanan.
Hallelujah.
Nagtrabaho dito sa garden sa Eden.
Hallelujah. And as he was walking and working in the garden, God was walking and talking with him.
Sometimes siya naga.
Hallelujah.
Sa garden sa Eden ang Dios nagsulti nakiglakaw ngadto kaniya.
Hallelujah.
And
we see God condescending.
Atong hibaluan nga ang Dios ninaog siya para nga sa ngadto sa
coming down into this realm of the natural.
Hallelujah.
Iya na daan nga gihatagan kita og hibalo nga siya mo naog gayon.
To communicate with humanity the thoughts and the desires that are upon God's heart.
Aron siya makihistorya sa matag usa nato ka mga bisan pa sa tunghuna og sa ato ang gibati.
And these thoughts and desires of God are not something that came along to him along the way.
O kini siya nga mga plano, o kini siya nga nahuna sa Dios, wala kini niabot nga murag wala lang na nang samtang siya nagparayon diha.
But it was the thoughts that gave him the desire to create a personality called man.
O kinigikan ini nga mga punahuna sa Dios.
Hallelujah.
Ilangkat niya gikan niya nang mga tinguha o plano nga siya makaabot kayo nga ni sa mga tao.
And everything that was created.
Ug ang tanan nga mga gihimo na
in the first 5 days of creation.
Sa pirmirong lima ka adlaw siya nagahimo
was created for the element of creation that would come on the 6th day.
Iyang gihimo na ang tanan.
Hallelujah.
Nga gikinahanglan sa iyang paghimoon diha sa ikaunom nga adlaw.
And brethren, you have to keep in mind that God is a spirit. And they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Siya nga naga pangalagad sa Dios, pangalagad ganto kaniya sa espiritu ug kamaturan.
But it is necessary for you and I as human beings to be able to relate to something that has substance.
Mao na nga sa ato ang kinabuhi mismo, usahay di na ito malibog kahit sa pagdala sa mga butang ang gihimo sa Dios, ngadto gayud sa tinud-anay nga makita nato.
You can come to me and you can tell me of a man called Brother Edmar.
Makasulti mo, banangitan mo, mangutana siya sa inyo nga, kinsa man ni si Brother Edmar.
And you can explain his countenance, his dress, his behavior, and all of the attributes of his character.
imong ma imugyo kay nakakita ka man ako na imong masulti o bisan pa akong kinaiya.
Hallelujah.
Sa mo makila makita nimo makasulti ka mahitungod kadto kaniya.
But I cannot necessarily relate to the concept, to the thought pattern of what it is you say he is.
Apan dili kini siya makapasibo kayo sa pag
Hallelujah.
Ibalo nimo kadto kaniya kun dili nimo sigayon siya makita.
There is the need for me to be introduced to him.
Gayoy kikinahanglan para nga makita ro para maimo siyang mahipadayag.
There is a need for me to have time of fellowship with him.
Nakinahanglan og higayon gayon nga ikaw makigsanduro kadto kaniya.
There is a need for me to have the position of relationship going through difficult times and times of not that are not so difficult.
Kinahanglan nga makasinati ikaw makiguban ikaw ngadto kaniya sa maayo man og sa ka dili maayo.
That at the end of the day that I might know him.
Nga sa manang inyuna nang sitwasyon makahibalo dayta.
Hallelujah.
Ini si brother Mar.
And in the same respect.
Og igon usab niya na pag nahod
in the creation of God.
Diya sa gihimo sa Dios.
God was not yet ready to reveal himself as a personality.
Nga gikan niya na wa pa kanina gitugyan gihatag ini ka galingon pagpadayag.
So he made a creation. And it says all things that were made by him. And nothing that was made without him. Hallelujah. So everything that is made it is made from an eternal perspective. Because what thought or what care does God have concerning time?
Tungod kay unsa man diay ang naa sa kasing-kasing sa Dios mahitungod sa panahon.
God is timeless.
Ang atong Dios wala siya panahon.
God has no beginning.
Katungkay siya wala man siya sinugdanan.
God has no end.
Wala po'y katapusan.
So everything that has a beginning and has an end.
Mao na tanan nga mabutang ang kalibutan na basta kay naa kadiha sa panahon nan mahuman siya.
That is not man-made.
Ang atong Dios wala gihimo sa tao.
Has a specific obligation and responsibility to relate and to declare the magnificence of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were all created for a specific reason, a specific purpose. Hallelujah. And I am not making this thing up out of my imagination. Because if you turn over into Romans, chapter 1, it says that the creation of God. No, let me back it up a little bit. Hallelujah. It says that even if man never heard a preacher, if man never had a Bible, if you never had a Bible, if you never heard about God from a human mouth,
bisan pag wala ka pa ka humun o baka dungog sa Dios diha sa pagsulti sa tao,
you and I would be guilty of the ignorance of God.
Nga ikaw tingala ka nga kulpaan ka man bisan pag wa ka kahibalo diha sa Dios.
Not because that these things that I was spoke of are not available.
Dili tungod kay kini nga iyang isulti diha kanika nato nga dili siya ipakita.
But because we do not recognize God in the creation in which He made.
Apan kining tanan naka hibalo kita sa Dios sa tanan mga butang atong nakita nga nahimo na.
Because it says that the creation that He made proclaims and declares His glory.
Tungod kay siya mismo nagahingon nga ang tanang iyang hinimo iya kining gihimo para ma-deklarar para ma-hingkit-an ang iyahang himaya.
Not just the superficial things of God.
Dili tungod kay kanang mga butang at talagsaon nga diha sa Ginoo.
But the deeper secrets of the mystery of God.
Apan kini siya na hitabo tungod kay adunay pinakalaong gayud nga sekreto nga iya lamang sa Dios.
Because it says that creation declares and proclaims even the detail of the Godhead.
Tukay ato sa mga butang ato.
Hallelujah.
Ato masabtan di sa paang.
Hallelujah.
Sa atong buhi nga.
Hallelujah.
Nagpakita ato sa
Ginoo. So the trees that you have. The trees that you have around you. There is a proclamation. There is a word that is being ministered out into the environment in which you live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The rocks that you walk on.
Hallelujah.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, if it were necessary, even the rocks would cry out, hallelujah, to proclaim my glory. Hallelujah. And brethren, there is some aspect of intelligence in the creation.
Adunay sekreto.
Hallelujah.
Katakos sa kanang kahibalungan sa tanan nga naa ning kalibutan.
Because it says that the creation out there.
Waiteth. Sa pagkanang tanan nga mga gihimo sa Dios.
Romans the 8th chapter. The creation out there waiteth.
Nagaingon ang balang kasulatan sa Roma nga ang tanang hinimo sa Dios nagahulat.
Hallelujah.
It not only waits, Brother Edmar. But it says it groans. It groans for the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. So you as a Christian,
ikaw isip usa ka anak Kristohanon.
Much to our shame, the creation knows more about us than we do about God.
Usay ulaw kayo nga ang tanang hinimo sa Dios moy nakahibalo nga kanso imbis kay kita ug tagnay buot makahibalo ngadto kanila.
They know of the plan that God had to deliver the creation and the bondage of this world.
Nakahibalo sila nga ang mga una-una.
Hallelujah.
Sa Dios para nga may pagawas ang tanan gayud diha sa nining kalibutan.
Through individuals who begin to come to the understanding and the revelation of God in man working together.
Kinahanglan atong
Hallelujah.
Sa sekreto nga gusto ipadayag sa Dios.
Hallelujah.
Usa ka tawo nga gihimo ngadto kaniya.
Back into Isaiah 64.
Balikan ato ang Isaiah kapitulo 64.
It was necessary for God to have a verbal expression of himself.
Ginanglan gayud nga ang datong buhi nga Dios ay gusto niya ipahidayag iyang kagalingon ngadto kanato.
There and that verbal expression was expressed through individuals that the Bible calls prophets.
I gusto niya mahipakit-an o makita na iyang kagalingon mo na nga nagamugna siya o nakahitlik.
Hallelujah.
Sangon niya ngadto sa mga propeta.
And when God in the Old Testament
mao na nga sa diha ang Dios diha sa daan nga tugon
would utilize one of these men to speak.
Iya gayong gi bansag mayo kini usa ka tawo para mosulti.
It is not as it is in the New Testament with a prophet.
Dila kay ngon diha tawo diha manalag na diha sa
But that the Spirit of God would come down on the man.
Apan ang Espiritu sa Dios ni kunsa siya ngadto sa tao.
And that as that spirit come down, it was compulsory that the man speak.
Hallelujah. Espiritu sa Dios ang tao nang siya mo sulte kayo sa mga butang.
Hallelujah. So in actuality, as the man spoke in a prophetic way, it was God that was speaking and releasing an authority and a power into the environment at that moment at time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there is a scripture, a story in the Bible that explains and elaborates on what I am telling you.
Adunay mga bahina sa balang kasulatan nga magapakita gyud sa matangos kana tungod unsa mga butang among gisulti na kaninyo ni kabutang.
You remember when the children of Israel were going to the promised land?
Ato hinumduman ang mga Israelita sa tang siya nga padulong dito sa yutang.
And they had to travel through the land of Moab.
Og ilang latason ang yuta sa Moab.
And the king of Moab was wanting to overcome them, wanting to get them confused where they would not be a threat to him.
Nga ang mao nga pangulo sa Moab iya nagahimo siya mga
para
nga di mababagan para mababagan katong mga Israelita.
So he hired a man.
Mao na nga suhol sila og tao.
And I guess in some respects you could call him a semi-prophet. He evidently had a prophetic ministry of some sort. But like many of the church today, he was more interested in his own position of prosperity.
Nga gusto niya nga madunggan lamang gayon nga gikan sa mga magwali nga siya pauswagon.
So when the king of Moab offered to hire him,
mao na nga ang hari sa Moab isang ali diri kay ako kang ipasulti ngadto kanila.
That he might prophesy destruction upon Israel.
Nga imog yung isulti nga ang Israel.
Hallelujah. When he went up to prophesy, God came down on the man. Hallelujah.
He
had every intent to curse Israel. Hallelujah. But because of the nature of God and the ministry, he could do nothing but bless them.
Tungod kay ang Dios ni abot man nga tukana imbis kay ang tungluhon ang
Hallelujah.
Ang gipanalanginan hinuon niya ang Israel.
So I am wanting you to understand the environment of prophecy.
Gusto ko kamong dalhon diya sa pagsabot mahitungod sa mga propesya o mga pagpanadna.
It is not a man that is speaking.
Dili kini tawo nagsulti.
It is the unadulterated spirit of a living God.
Gihimo lamang ang tao instrumento apan ang espiritu sa Dios bisulti pinaagi kanto kaniya.
Using the mechanism of the human anatomy to pronounce and to proclaim and to bring a word from his heart.
Iya lang kini gihimo aron ang tao makasulti kayo kun unsa man ang mga pulong ang gusto niyang masabtan nganhi kanato.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And in that proclamation or in that proclaiming,
niya na nga mao nga pagsulti,
as the man speaks,
samtang ang tao nagasulti,
there is an authority in God that is loosed by the verbalization of the thought.
Adunay gawm sa Dios.
Hallelujah.
Hatag ngadto sa mga
Hallelujah.
Sa iyang manalagda.
The prophecy that we now have today is so low bite.
Apan subo kay pamalandungon ang mga inay nga makisulti ang Dios pinagi sa tao ngadto sa tao.
So
Iglesia murag na wala.
So far down on the scale that it does not even fit the description of prophecy.
Nga
Hallelujah.
Nagadili kayo murag sawaing naging kayo musulti ang mga musay manalagna nila panahon.
So Isaiah
Mauna nga si Isaiah
began to was commissioned of God.
Nagsugod siya sa diyang gisugod siya sa Dios.
Hallelujah. And it says in chapter 61.
Nagaingon diri sa 61.
Let's see, was it 61 I wanted?
64.
64, my page turned, yes, thank you. In Isaiah 64.
Isaiah kapitulo 64.
Hallelujah.
Verse 4.
And I want to read you verse 4.
Og magasugo kita pagbasa dire sa versikulo 4.
And it's very important because God is speaking through a man, but God that is speaking through a man was in the beginning, and which time frame he is talking to, talking
kayo,
about through the man.
Importante kayo nga ato masabtan kini nga mao nga bersikulo hatungod kay ang Dios naging sulti nga to sa mga tao pinaagi sa usa ka tao.
For it says, since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor received by the ear, neither have seen, hath the eye seen.
Ang mga tao wala makadungog ni maka.
What?
Oh
God, besides thee, what he hath prepared for him that waiteth for him.
O Dios, gawas kanimo unsa.
Hallelujah.
Giandam alang kaniya.
Hallelujah.
Alang kaniya.
Hallelujah. There are a couple of important notes to look at concerning this one little verse.
Adunay dako kayo nga mensahe nga atong makit-an naa ini nga mong bersikulo.
The first thing that it references as in the beginning.
Ang imo makita diya nga sukat pa sa sinugdan.
Let us turn to the beginning.
Tanawon ta ang pulo nga sinugdanan.
Genesis.
Sa Genesis.
Chapter 1.
Kapitulo 1.
Hallelujah. Verse 26.
Versículo 26.
And it says, and God said.
Nagaingon ini og ang Dios nagaingon.
He says, let us.
Isa maghimo ta.
Let us make man.
Maghimo ta og tao.
And he wanted to make man in a peculiar way.
Gusto niyang himuon ang tao diya sa tanan-saon nga paagi.
And if all the creation that God created,
sa tanan magunghinimo sa nga gihimo sa Dios,
this is the one creation that he was very particular and very detailed about what it is and how it was and where it was that he was going to create it for.
Kini nga mao nga kapitulo.
Hallelujah.
Katug-an gayud nga pinaka-special siya kayo ang paghimo sa Dios sa tao tungod kay iya gihimo hindi tanigod o kung sa iyang mga pamaagi niini.
God said, let us make man.
Tungod kay primero kayo magsiya nga maghimo ta og tao.
And let us make him in our own image.
O niya kayo na siya nga himo na to siya sama sa panagway.
Hallelujah. So we're talking about not just man.
Mauna nga, nagasulti kita, di lang kayo usan ang katao.
And not just the physical aspect of man.
Dila kaya unsa ang kinaiyahan sa usa ka tao.
But we are talking about man in the spiritual quality of what it is to be in the image of God.
Apan ipasabot kani kanato nga.
Hallelujah.
Pagkatalagsaon sa tao nga gihimo sa Dios ngadto kaniya.
The first thing that we have to understand.
Ang unang butang nga angay natong sabto.
That of all of which God created.
Nga ang tanan sa kay sa tanan hinimo sa Dios.
Man,
ang tao,
is the only element of creation that has the potential of eternity.
Naalang yun sa tao nga naa sa iyang kinasuluran, naadaan nga tukan niya ang kinabuhi nga walay katapusan.
The quality,
ang iyang kwalidad,
of what God gave to man to make him living,
nga gihatag sa Dios ngadto sa tao aron siya mabuhi,
was of a higher quality, was of a greater source of energy than that which was given to everything else that he created.
Nagayud sa tao.
Hallelujah.
Talagsaon og pinaka gamhanan nga naa sa ato kinabuhi, ato kinabuhi kay sa mga
haleluya
gihimo lang daan.
The fishes were not created with an eternal quality.
Nga ang bisan pa ang mga butang wala kinisehimo ang kanang adult sama sa iya paghimo sa tao.
We do not know how they were created.
Wala ganito ibalo giyon sa siya paghimo.
And that's probably just as well.
Siguro basin niyo.
Hallelujah. Because we would probably make a religion out of it.
Sahay na yung mga religion.
Hallelujah.
Agihimo niya na isulti.
It is the man is the only thing that was created personally and intimately came out from God.
Tungukay na aramag yun sa tao.
Hallelujah.
Kinasuluran nga ang Dios ni appeal ni.
Hallelujah. It tells us in chapter 1 going through all of the different creations and when he comes to man.
Imong tanawon ang tanan lahi ang tao paghimo niya sa mga butang pero sa sinulanan ng paghapon sa tao lahi.
He begins to give you and I an understanding of the quality of fabric of which we are made.
Iya gitagaan og panabot ang tao.
Hallelujah.
Niya ang mga butang nga gihimo sa Dios.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because brethren,
tungod kay mga igsoon,
it says God breathed.
Tungod kay ang Dios mao naghuyop pito sa iyang ilong.
I got news for you. I have a revelation for you.
Na ako'y nakit-an din niya.
God don't breathe.
Ang atong Dios dili siya mo ginhawa.
God is not a man that he needs to breathe.
Di kay ang di siya usa ka tawo nga magginhawa.
He doesn't need air.
Tukoy wala man siya maginhanglan og kanang hangin.
Hallelujah. But they had to write it.
Apan gusto niya nga ibutang gayud kini.
In a way that we could begin to understand and comprehend the spiritual aspect of it.
Iya kini gihimo.
Hallelujah.
Sulti kini nga ginhawaan niya para nga ang matapos ka na to.
Hallelujah.
Iya nga kita gihimo gikan nga to kaniya.
So when it says that God breathed into the nostrils of the man.
Mao na nga sa diyang
nga. Hallelujah.
Ginhawaan ang ilong nga to sa tao.
It is in a great deal like the aspect of the event that happened with Jesus and Lazarus.
Mausap kini ang mga panghitabuan.
Hallelujah.
Makit-an nimo ang istorya mahitungod ni Jesus Kristo.
Hallelujah. There is a scripture. I'm going to jump over there. It's in Isaiah also.
Sa Isaiah gihapon.
Hallelujah. And it is found in the 55th chapter.
Nasa 55 nga kapitulo.
And it says,
verse 11,
versikulo
11,
no, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Hallelujah.
Mga pulong mahitabo nga nagagawas gikan sa akong baba, kini dili mo balik nganhi kanako nga kawang, apan kini mahimo niya nang akong ikahimuot og kini.
Hallelujah.
Diha sa butang diin ako.
Hallelujah.
Mipadala niini.
Now we are beginning to get a glimpse of what was transpiring in the beginning with Adam.
Mao na nga sa diha yun ana nga konsepto sa pulong sa Dios atong makita masilipan na tuon sa manang klase day nga paghimo niya ngadto sa atong unang ginikanan.
Because in many incidences in the Bible as it is written,
tungod kay daghan man kuy mga panghitabo sa balang kasulatan samta kini gisulat.
Word and breath,
kaya ang pulong ug ang paghinhawa
can be synonymous.
Pareha ra kini siya imong sakto.
They can be one and the same thing.
Usa ra kini siyang buti pasabot niini.
But God does not leave us here in the dark.
Apan ang Dios wala kita niya igaw nang gilibog lang ibutang niya diha sa kanang kalibog.
If you turn over into John,
kay kun imong tan-aw pag-usab ang libro sa Juan.
Chapter 1,
kapitulo 1,
verse 1,
versikulo 1,
it says, In the beginning.
Nagaingon siya sa sinugdan.
The beginning of what?
Sinugdanan sa unsa?
Hallelujah. The beginning of God?
The beginning of
Hallelujah.
Sinugdanan ba sa Dios?
Or is it the beginning of God's plan for man?
Sinugdanan kini sa Dios sa iyang plano ngadto sa
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother. Brethren, God does not need time.
Ang atong Dios wala siya makinahanglan og panahon.
Amen.
Time was not something God created as an experiment.
Kaya ang panahon kun wala kini gihimo sa Dios kay para nga eksperimentuhan niya ang tao.
God dwells outside of time.
Dugay nga atong buhi nga Dios nagkinabuhi siya wala pay panahon.
But God needed to create time for a specific reason.
Apan ang Dios naghatag naghimo niya ang panahon para nga makita nat unsa ang iyahang katuyuan.
That he could bring man from the beginning to the end and have the finished product that he desired.
Para atong makit-an nga
Hallelujah.
Atong sinugdanan unya moabot kita ngadto sa katapusan kuno sa iyang disenyo sa atong kinabuhi.
And that's why your Bible, as far as time is concerned, ends in the seventh millennium.
Mao lang ang balang kasulatan.
Hallelujah.
Tanaw nila.
Hallelujah.
Iyang panahon natapos kinila sa ikapito ka millennium.
Brethren, do you not understand?
Nagsunod ba nato ni masabti?
Because you and I will have no more need of time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We will have become, as it were, part of the Godhead.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which has at its disposal all of eternity. Hallelujah. He says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was
with God.
What does it say? Let's read it.
In the beginning was
the Word.
In the beginning was the Word.
And the Word
was God.
And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. Oh my goodness. How can you be with God and be God at the same time? Hallelujah. It's a multiple identity. It's a multiple position of entities and personalities. Hallelujah. It says the Word was with God and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. Hallelujah. But brethren,
but my son,
God does not leave us at the beginning.
Ang atong Dios wala nating dili kay ingon nga iya lang tayo pasugdon.
If he stopped right there,
kun iya lang gisugod ta niya ni hunong siya,
we would be excluded.
Unya kita mahimo lang ang iyang way labo.
We would be excluded from the purposes and the aspect of sharing God.
Wa unta tay labo ta unta nga maka
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Unsa ang Dios atong kinabuhi kun iya tagi pasugdon niya wa ta niya kaubani.
You need to comprehend it. You need to get a hold of it. God did not intend for us to be excluded. Hallelujah. God did not intend for us to be limited. Hallelujah. God did not intend for us to be thwarted or to fail or to be defeated. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Because it says that this word that was in the beginning was now being made manifest to humanity. Hallelujah. Not as a spirit. Not as a thought or a concept, a theological idea. Hallelujah. It would say it is now have a personality. It is now an entity. It is now something that you can touch. I broke the machine. It couldn't handle the revelation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says here that God, hallelujah, it says in the fourth verse, in him was the life. Hallelujah. In him was the life, and the life was the light of men. Hallelujah. Not man singular. But man in the plurality in which he would develop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you and I, and now, no, when God breathed, God projected a word, a thought. A concept of who and what he God is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Kinabuhi sa tao.
He projected that thought. And it went down into that piece of clay. Hallelujah. And that thought, that concept, that theoretical thing that in God's mind, hallelujah, it began to shake and to quiver. Hallelujah. I think it was the first earthquake. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that thing stood up. Hallelujah. And the dirt and the clay of which it was made became human flesh. And you had God in a man standing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you imagine heaven as they're looking down on what God is doing, wondering what is he doing, fashioning something in the dirt. And then as God speaks, hallelujah, that hunk of clay, that piece of dirt stands up into the form of a man. Hallelujah. And has God inside of him.
Hallelujah.
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 Brother Ed, when you are born again, the process of creation, the miracle of resurrection is being manifested to the heavenly realm. Hallelujah. It says that when one sinner comes to repentance, hallelujah, one sinner, heaven breaks out into a shout. Hallelujah. Why? Because God has another potential Son to work and develop in the way of humanity. Lusam! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! When you are born again, you are not born of the will of man. You are not born of the will of flesh. Hallelujah! You're not born of the realization of your own strength. My God, but you are born by the will of a living God. Hallelujah. And as it was in the beginning, hallelujah, God has breathed into your soul. Hallelujah. And there was an earthquake. Hallelujah. Because your humanity now has the potential to become divinity. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are we going to take that humanity and set him in a pew? And legislate what he can do and what he can't do. Hallelujah. Or are we going to encourage the development of God in that individual? Hallelujah. So that individual grows out of that immaturity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You have children. And as cute as they are as babies, you don't want him to stay that way. You want him to grow. You want him to grow into adolescence. You want him to grow into adulthood. You want him to become productive in the aspect of your life and living and as to your beliefs. How much more does God look at us in the same way, in the same respect? Hallelujah. And if I am not encouraging you to exercise God, if I'm not encouraging you and bringing to you a revelation of your God calling, hallelujah, if I'm not pushing you to become mature in God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am not performing my duty. In fact, it is a dereliction of duty. Hallelujah. For which I am going to be held accountable. Hallelujah. That doesn't mean that I'm not there to encourage you. One of the reasons we come to the Philippines is to encourage you to find God. Hallelujah. Find God in the Word. Find God in the creation that is around you. But more important, find God in each other. The commandment that is given to me is that I might know you not as a natural human being, but I might know you as God knows you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, we are coming into perilous times.
Right.
Now the creation that I'm talking about has a purpose. And in the times that are coming, it has a position or a place of authority that it has to exercise. Hallelujah. And that exercising of authority is for the sake of saving humanity. Hallelujah.
Para nga ma-preserve ang makatauhan.
It is not to get me into heaven. Hallelujah. But there is a company of people that God is bringing forth out of the religiousness of the world. Hallelujah.
Sa makatauhan karon nga dili kay igo lang ang nagsimba kun dili adunay grupo nga mga tawo nga gusto na makita ang Dios.
It is a people who are not interested in the world and what it produces or provides. Because their eyes are not fixed upon that which is temporal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To coin an expression,
para nga mahimo kini siya nga makit-an.
They have eternity.
Nga adunay way katapusan.
Stamped.
Nga naa diha kay na paigo.
On the back of their eyelids.
Nga sa sulod, sa luyo nining maong mga mata.
So everything that they see has an eternal position of importance.
Na nakita nato ang mga butang sa mga butang.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is it that I wear that is important in that perspective?
Kini nga tong isulod importante kini sa mga butang nga naa sa sulod, di ba?
What is it that I have in the natural arena, a house, a car, a motorcycle?
Unya tanaw ko lang sa Malay, daghan kay.
Hallelujah.
Kinan unsa manggaling na din ha?
If I have God.
Kung naatay Dios.
If I have eternity stamp on the back of my eyeball.
Kung aduna kitay.
Hallelujah. That which I have and which is necessary to bring the reality of that kingdom, God will provide it.
Nga makit-an nato nga ang Dios aduna siya butang dia sa imong kinabuhi nga mas labaw pa sa mga butang nga atong naangkon ining kalibutan.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
You know, sometimes we want God just to give us a whole lot of money.
Say, gusto man lang kita, gusto tag naghatay kwarta.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
What do I need a whole lot of money for?
Para unsa man imong kwartang daghan kayo?
What do I need it for?
Para unsa man siya?
It's only as good as the country that is printing it, and it's no good anyway.
Kanang kwarta nga naa nato naro pura sa Pilipinas.
But if he gives me what I need when I need it.
Wala pandili kini sa mga butang sa dili kini sa makapaigo makahatag sa mga.
Hallelujah.
Kinahanglan.
Do you know the secret of getting? Huh?
Nakahibalo ba mo sa secreto
karon kita makakuha? It's giving.
Makahatag.
Yes, amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm giving. You hand it to me, I hand it here, and I hand it there. You give it to me, you hand it here, hand it there. I don't want to be a depository. You give it to me and it gets deposited. Huh? What do I need that for?
Para unsa man na?
What do I need that for?
Para unsa naman na?
Hallelujah.
Palitin nga pagbugas, nanaman na.
It says if God will clothe the sparrow.
Kun ang Dios naga nananga mao nga langgam.
How much more will he clothe me?
Unya ikaw pagha di ka
if he provides a house or a nest for the birds, how much more will He provide for me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My purpose, my focus cannot be on this world. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? My purpose, my plan, and my thoughts and my heart must be fixed on eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says they that wait upon the Lord, they are the ones who shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. I don't have to run out here and do this and do this and do this and run over here and do this and this and this and run over here and do this and this and this all to have it collapse. Hallelujah. But if I wait upon God and I seek His face, He will do what is necessary and give me what is needed in order to do the task.
Bora ko ni sentro na to atong nahuna diha sa atong buhi nga Dios. Nan ang Dios kay bahala unsaon ni pagpaigo sa atong kinabuhi.
Amen.
That's all I need.
Bora na to ginahanglan.
Anything above that is superfluous.
Og ang tanan nga mabutang nga sobra na.
Hallelujah.
Wala pulos na.
Hallelujah. God is looking for the man whose heart is after Him.
Ang Dios nagapangita siya o mga tao nga ang kasing-kasing nagapatiguha nga to kanila.
And when I say man, I'm talking generically and including women.
Kung mingong ganit siya o man o lalaki, buti pasabot niya na nga
because all of humanity was created to be part of God.
Nga ang tanan matagos kanato may igsoon gihimo kita nga kita may kalabot sa Dios.
John chapter 17.
Juan kapitulo 17.
I didn't get to the board, did I?
No, you didn't. Yes.
John chapter 17. The commission, hallelujah, of the propagation of this word.
Ng Juan Kapitulo 17, ang pagmando sa Dios niling kalibutana.
Was passed from Jesus Christ.
Nga gihatag niya kadto kang Ginoo Kristo.
Unto the disciples.
Unya gikan ni Kristo ngadto sa iyang mga tinunan.
And then from the disciples.
Nga gikan sa mga tinunan.
Unto us.
Udiabot ngani kanato.
Hallelujah. So it's not just Jesus' job.
Dila mao na nga kuno imong tanaw, dila kay trabaho lang.
Are the disciples' job?
Dila kay mga ngadto sa iyang mga tinunan lamang.
It now becomes our responsibility.
Gikan sa mga tinunan ni abot nga ni kanato nga kini siya ang atong kakuhan.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I want you to understand it's the same delegation of authority that God gave to Jesus.
Gusto natong masabtan nga mao gihapon kini nga mulaton nga gihatag sa Dios ngadto kang Ginoo Kristo.
Jesus is praying to the Father.
Si Jesus nag-ampo ngadto sa Amahan.
He's interceding for humanity.
Iyang giampo ang mga katawhan.
Hallelujah. That means He was interceding for you and for me.
Buti masabot niya na ang siya nag-aampo nga kanha kanimo nga ni kanako.
And He asked the Father to do something very specific.
Unya nagapangayo siya ngadto sa tung Amahan nga langit noon sa paghimo sa mga butang insakto gayo.
In verse 5,
sa bersikulo 4,
He prayed, "And now, O Father,
og karon o Amahan,
glorify me with thine own self."
Himayaon mo ako sa imong kaugnayan.
With the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
Sa himaya nga akong nakaplagan uban kanimo nga.
Hallelujah.
Ang kalibutan.
So God, He was asking God to reposition him.
Mao na nga si Ginoo Hesus nag-ampo ngadto sa Amahan nga mahibutang usab kita ngadto sa iyang dapit.
Back into the relationship that He had with God as is spoken of in verse 26 of Genesis.
Nga aron mabalik katong tao nga gihimo dito sa sinugdanan nga muabot ngani kanato.
When He said, God, when it says, and God said, let us make man. Hallelujah.
Himuunta ang tao sa panagway.
Now that's important for us to comprehend. That's important for us to understand.
Mao na nga importante kayo nga atong masabtan og atong makaplagan.
Because the authority that he had was for the purpose of making man.
Kaya ang katuyuan nga gihimo sa
Dios,
mao kini maabot kayo nga kanato.
So now he is turning around. And we can assume.
Mao lang ang higayuna siya milingi siya unya ukita na ni.
That what he asked from God.
Na kun unsa man ang gipangayo ni dia niya ngadto sa atong amahan.
He now had it in his possession.
Na ana ngadto kaniya.
Ha? Hallelujah. Can you imagine God can you imagine God denying his request?
Na maka kun imong hunanawon maka di baka ihatag sa Dios kanang iyang gipangayo.
Hallelujah. Let's go down to verse 14.
Versículo 14.
He says, I have given them thy word.
Na kanila sa imong mga pulong.
And the world hath hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world.
Ug ang kalibutan nagdumot ngadto kanila tungod kay sila dili man sa kalibutan.
He says, I have given them thy word.
Nagaygon siya nga akong gihatag ngadto kaniya ang mga pulong.
It is the same authority and the same word that is spoken of in John chapter 1 verse 1.
Maura kini siya nga pulong ang kahulugan gyapon sa Juan kapitulo 1 bersikulo 1.
Same word,
parihara nga kanang
same authority,
parihara nga awtoridad,
same position and delegation of that authority to do a particular thing.
Maura gyapon unsa man ang
hallelujah.
Maura gyapon mutanga kana.
I says I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil.
Wala ko magampo nga nakuha og
hallelujah
kalibutan apan ikaw kinahanglang magbantay kanila gikan sa kadautan.
I'm jumping over a lot of things. I'm wanting to get down to it because I want to close.
Dali-dali kini kay gusto na siya nga muundang usab.
So he says in verse 18,
nya bersikulo in
as thou hast sent me,
ingon nga ikaw mi padala.
Why did God send him?
Kani kanako ngadto sa kalibutan, ngano makaha? Ngano kahangi gipadala man siya?
Why did God send him?
Ngano gipadala man sila?
He sent him for a particular reason, a particular purpose.
Gipadala kini tungod kay adunay tuyo ang Dios.
He sent him to demonstrate the reality of God and man working together in the capacity of the Father.
Hallelujah.
Nga gusto niya nga ang Dios isip pag
hallelujah.
Nga adunay katakusan ani kinaiyahan nga para mahihatag ato sa atong amahan.
Was it Nathaniel? No, Philip.
Na si Pilipi.
Says, show us the Father.
Ningon si Pilipi, isa kay pakita na mo ang amahan.
What did Jesus say?
O sa kay ingon ni Jesus Christ.
Philip.
Isa ka Pilipi.
You see me.
Nakita ba ako nimo?
You see the Father.
Nakita sa nimo ang amahan.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Not talking about the physical aspect of his being.
Di kini buti pasabot ko sa iyang pagkasiya nga nakit-an.
Talking about the quality and the authoritative position of his being, what he was in God.
Ang buti kini nga iyang makit-an unta. Kita ta ni Pilipi ko.
Hallelujah.
Pamuhat sa amahan naa nga to kaniya.
In the reality of ministering that authority through the human vessel. Hallelujah. And he said to them, I have given them that word. And as I have given them that word, I am now sending them.
Sa diyang gihata ko na ang ato kanila ang mga pulong karon, ako silang ipadala.
To do that which is yet to be done in this capacity.
Himoon ang mga butang.
Hallelujah!
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 He does not stop there.
Wala siya mahunong din napita.
Hallelujah. Verse 20.
Versikulo 20.
Hallelujah. Neither pray I for these alone.
Wala ko mag-aampo alang nila lamang.
But I pray for them also which shall believe in me through their word.
Apan kanila usaba katuwa
ni kanila. Hakata la mandaya. Did you catch it?
Yes. Nakita nato ni ato ning nakuha.
I hope your Bible translates it right.
Nagtuko ra nginaot ko nga ang inyong Biblia nagsulti sab ni ana.
It does not say that will believe on me through my words. Hallelujah. It says that they might believe on them through their word. Hallelujah. That means that they now are in the position of authority. And if they behave themselves and stay under the covering of God, hallelujah, then that which they speak will be God that is speaking. Hallelujah. And it says that they all may be one. Not just the disciples in Jesus with God. Not just the disciples in whom they were directly ministering to. But every soul. From that time on, that whose eyes were opened, and whose soul was delivered from hell, who was born of the blood, born of the water, and born of the Spirit. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
They now have the position and the right of inheritance. Hallelujah. To step into the position in the place of that authority. Hallelujah. And if we are in that position, then verse 11 begins to be activated. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Hallelujah. Brethren, hallelujah.
Aron ang 21 through 23.
Did you catch it? Verse 23, did you catch it?
21.
Verse 23. Did you read down to
23? 22, 23. Akong gihatag kanila aron sila magkaiusa maingon nga kita usa ako anaa kanila ug ikaw anaa kanako aron nga sila mahimong hingpit diha sa usa ug aron ang kalibutan mahibalo nga ikaw mipadala kanako ug nahigugma kanila sama sa imong paghigugma kanako.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if you caught it.
Hallelujah.
Verse 23. I don't know that you caught it. What are they going to see?
Unsa may makita karon sa kalibutan?
If you and I are moving in that capacity with God.
Kung ikaw ako kinabuhi.
Hallelujah.
Ang maong kabubuton sa Dios.
And you and I walk into a building.
Unya samtang ikaw ako pananglitan magkakaon sa
who are they going to see?
Kinsa mailang makitaan?
Who are they going to see?
Kinsa ilang makita?
They're going to see Brother Bert, the big man of God.
Ah, makitaan makahanga si Brother Bert. Dito siya nga siya may
hallelujah. Are they going to see this spiritually intelligent individual? Are they going to see my face, the color of my hair, if I have any?
Makitaan na lang si Brother Bert, no? Puti siya, guwapo, murag aktor.
Hallelujah. What are they going to see? They're not going to see me.
Jesus.
They're going to see Jesus.
Amen.
What did Jesus say to Philip? He says, if you see me, you see God. He's now telling us, if you see us in this capacity, in this position of submission to God.
Kung imong kung paon ta kini nga mga bersikulo ha nga mayon sa sabtak kung magiyon kita unsa ilang nakita nganhi kadato,
you will no longer be Filipino.
Dili na kayo nga mga Pinoy.
You will no longer be American.
Dili na Amerikano.
You no longer be German.
Dili na German.
You no longer be this or be that.
Dili na ingon nga kini og kana.
You will be God.
Mahimo na ikaw nga
in the sense, in the reality of what is being spoken here.
Kana di kay mahimong Dios kay mahimo ra kay parehas at tudis ko dili ang kinaiyahan sa Dios diha sa realidad.
God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.